Hello, friends. This is Andy Atwell welcoming you to Come, Let Us Reason Together. This next half hour will be dedicated to putting the Bible back into its number one place in the hearts and minds of mankind. Throughout the centuries, the Bible remained the number one book sold. Only today has it taken a back shelf position in men's lives and minds. Even Christian bookstores have more books about the Bible than the Bible itself. The Bible is the only book written by God, and in it alone is found the pathway to life. Come now, let us reason together with Gilbert Larson and his friends.
Hello, everyone. It's time to get your Bible and grab a cup of coffee. We are in John chapter 10, verses 19 to 21. This is Gilbert from Red Bluff, California.
This is Andy from Vancouver, Washington.
This is Brett from Vancouver, Washington.
Inviting you to come and join us to reason, come reason together.
A division occurred again among the Jews because of these words, and many of them were saying, "He has a demon and is insane. Why do you listen to him?" Others were saying, "These are not the words of someone demon-possessed. Can a demon open the eyes of the blind?"
So what's going on here? These church leaders, there's a split in them, and some are starting to listen to Jesus. Like Nicodemus, the brave ones, they come to Jesus by night because they're afraid they're going to be put out of the synagogue. And then there's others. So now we know the condition of the church. There are going to be some people in there that are going to follow the Lord, it looks like. Some are just in that reasoning state right now, it looks like.
And we can talk about this, but Nicodemus was one of those.
Yeah. Way back in chapter 3.
Back in chapter 3. It brought up Nicodemus with this too. So that's something that, yes.
A ruler of the Jew. There was a man named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews, who came to Jesus saying, "Rabbi, we know that you are of God, for no one can do these things that you have done."
Now, he says, "We."
Right.
So he's some other folks.
There's some
that
folks
that is around him. Yeah. We and
see that's song judgment. Really, I just showed you song judgment because that's a song that God gave Steve, and that song just popped up in my head. But it's the scriptures, 22 through 39 of John chapter 10.
The feast of dedication was then at Jerusalem. It was winter. And Jesus was walking in the temple in the porch of Solomon. The Jews therefore encircled him and said to him, "How long holdest thou our soul in suspense? If thou art the Christ, tell us plainly." Jesus answered them, "I told you, and you believe not. The works that I do in the name of my Father, these witness of me. But you believe not because you're not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me, and I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish, and no one shall snatch them out of my hand. What my Father has given me is greater than all, and no one can snatch out of the hand of the Father. I and the Father are one." The Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, "Many good works have I showed you from the Father. For which work of those do you stone me?" The Jews answered him, "For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because thou, being man, makest thyself God." Jesus answered them, "Is it not written in your law that I said, ye are gods? If he called them gods, unto whom the word of God came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him who the Father sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest, because I said, I am God's Son. If I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though you believe me not, believe the works, that you may know and understand that the Father is in me, and I in the Father." They sought therefore again to take him, and he went forth out of their hand.
They could not lay hold on him because it wasn't the time. He's God.
They were going to stone him and that's kill him. And they were going to do all this.
How many men do you think could escape?
He went forth out of their hand.
Yeah. Miraculous, he's gone.
Well, it's like when in the very first.
He wasn't, is going to be, die on that.
They were trying
day
to throw him off
the hour.
They tried to throw him off the up the mountain and up the cliff up in Nazareth. And he just walked right through them. Now, it doesn't say that here, but it says he just went forth out of their hand.
This is within a year, maybe months, maybe days, maybe a month before the Passover. And he has to die on that twilight. He has to die on that day and that very hour the Passover lamb is sacrificed. It has to be that. So they're not going to get him. It's set by God. And here's that scripture that I told Ray about. I said, you are gods. And there's another one that says, know ye not that you are gods. If he called them gods, unto whom the Logos, you know, in the beginning was the Logos, here's that. Same expression, John 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Logos. The Logos was with God. The Logos was God. All things were made through him. Without him, there was nothing made that was made. And this Logos became flesh and dwelt among us. It says that in verses 1 and verse 14 of John chapter 1. And here, if he called them gods unto whom the Logos of God came. The scripture cannot be broken. And they're saying he blasphemed because he says, I am God's son. Well, he is. God is, the Father is in me and I am in the Father. And they tried to get a hold of him and they couldn't do it. The wolves were ineffective in that hunt. And the thieves and the robbers came out empty. He had to die at the exact right time or it wouldn't work.
There was a plan. It had to be
that moment, that right moment. And it had to be a lamb without spot or blemish. Only Jesus could do this. Man, there was no man on the face of the earth born of a woman in a normal way with a father, unless it was God allowed it and went beyond and had the Holy Spirit impregnate Mary, the mom, and cause this birth to take place. It had to be God actually giving his own son, and it had to be at the right time. God is a law giver and he's a law keeper, and we are to keep the law. And God's going to do everything by the law. If he says it, it's done by the law. And it's winter.
It can't be changed. It can't be changed.
It's winter. Oh, you know what? Oh.
The Feast of.
It was right there.
Thank you.
It's about 3 months before.
Feast of Dedication.
It's wintertime.
Yes.
It's about 3 months before.
I was going to say a while ago, what about this Feast of Dedication?
Yeah.
And you would have gone.
Oh, so 3 months before Passover. Here we go.
Here we are.
And within today, we might even get right up to the very day of the Passover lamb. We'll see how we go. Okay. Verses 40 through the end of the chapter, 42. John 10, 40 through 42.
And he went away again beyond the Jordan to the place where John was baptizing, and he was staying there. And many came to him and were saying, while John did no sign, yet everything John said about this man was true, and many believed in him there.
Oh, so these are people now comparing what John had said and what Jesus did. Did you see that?
Mm-hmm. He did no sign, none. And here comes Jesus, all sign.
He did everything John foretold. Now, we're going to get to chapter 11. So here it's 3 months before. Wow, I got to put that in my Bible. That's neat. 3 months before. 3 months before. I'm going to write that here. And now we're going to get to about 11 days.
What is the Feast of Dedication?
You know what? I got to thinking about that.
It was winter, so I mean, yeah. I don't know.
I got to thinking about that. Could that be what got blended with all the pagan stuff and turned out to be Christmas? Because Hanukkah, you know, they celebrate Israel being freed from a man.
Well, that's December-ish.
Yeah, they...
Not the 25th, but it's Decemberish.
They took control of Temple Mount site. They cleansed the temple. And Hanukkah, you know, Antiochus Epiphanes, you know, in this battle where they fought. It is nothing shown in the scriptures that...
It's history.
It is history. That's why the Jews celebrate it. But the only thing if that indeed is winter, this Feast of Dedication, that could be something that...
is not a...
Well, it's not those part of those three holy convocations.
Exactly. It's not anything
the Passover
there.
And the first month.
This is just a Feast of Dedication of what?
Right, the Passover, unleavened bread, first fruits, okay. And then okay. The Pentecost, and then the Feast of Trumpets, Atonement, and Tabernacles, the third holy convocation. It's not those,
it's apparently. It's not that.
Yeah, it appears to not be that. That's all I know, Andy.
Yeah, well, we just said something really generic, doesn't it?
And we're all limited here because we've only been doing this for 50 years, 40 years, and 15
but
years.
But we know it was winter.
Yeah, right.
Now, that doesn't give you a numbered exact, but it gives you a season.
Yes. Isn't that so interesting? Now, we're going to jump from 3 months. Oh, this is fun. I just learned something in my 50-some years of reading this that I didn't know. This is now 11 days about, and it's going to go down to 7. We're going to get close to a week before Jesus dies on the cross and brings in the New Testament. 1 through 16, verses 1 through 16, chapter 11.
Now a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the village of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was Miriam who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick.
Now, let me interrupt you here. This is really going to get exciting. I can't help myself here. I have to break in.
So you're going, why?
This is closer than you think. No, it's 7 days is going to come yet. This is now we're between 11 to 7 days, but we're going to get to really close to Jesus coming. But what's going to happen is all Israel is going to go when they see what we're going to read about. Boy, this is you really need to perk up right here and really listen to this part, because something is going to happen that is just going to establish Jesus and what he's going to do, and all of Israel is going to be following Jesus, and the churches are going to empty. They're done. They're toast. They have to kill Jesus. Their back is against the wall. Everybody's going to empty. Those church doors are flying open, and people are rushing out, the last people, and probably a lot of the ministers are going with them. They've had it with this organized church stuff. Are your eyes open? You want to start over again?
Now, a certain man was sick, Lazarus of Bethany, of the village of Mary and her sister Martha. And it was Miriam who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. The sisters, therefore, sent unto him, saying, Lord, see, he whom thou lovest is sick. But when Jesus heard it, he said, This sickness is not unto death, but for the glory of God, that the Son of God be glorified by it. Now Jesus loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When therefore he heard that he was sick, he then accordingly abode 2 days in the place where he was. Thereupon, after this, he saith to his disciples, Let's go into Judea again. The disciples say to him, Rabbi, the Jews were but now seeking thee to stone thee, and you go there again? Jesus answered, Are there not 12 hours in a day? If one walk in the day, he stumbles not, because he sees the light of this world. But if one walk in the night, he stumbles, because the light is not in him. These things spoke he, And after this, he says to them, "Our friend Lazarus is falling asleep, but I go that I awaken him." The disciples therefore said to him, "Lord, if he has fallen asleep, he will recover." Now Jesus had spoken of his death, but they thought that he spoke of taking rest in sleep. Then Jesus therefore said to them openly, "Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for you that I was not there, that you may believe. But let us go unto him." Thomas therefore, who is called Didymus, said to his fellow disciples, "Let us go also, that we may die with him."
So, isn't it interesting? He goes for even another 2 days. So he then accordingly abode 2 days in the place where he was. He did not move for 2 days on purpose.
On purpose. I get it.
Mm-hmm. Because he's not only going to be dead, he's going to be really dead. And how much do you think bacteria and so on had taken place? And the worms and all those things. So you're not just talking about a person that looks like, oh, he was just, you know, there's no damage to his body.
So all these physical scenarios should be real.
He is going
for the
to,
time.
It's going to be such a time that his body, rot was taking place and all the decay and so on was set in.
And no doubt that he's dead.
Yeah. And so to raise this person up, this is only at a place where the Creator could do it. Only the Creator. And so he's going to show, by doing this creation, only God can bara, create, ketesis in the Greek, or bara in the Old Testament. Those words, only God can do those. 17, wow, this is a long one, isn't it? Through 47, is that right? 17 to 47.
So when Jesus came, he found that he had already been in the tomb 4 days. Now Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 15 stadia away, and many of the Jews had come to Martha and Mary to console them about their brother. Martha, therefore, when she heard that Jesus was coming, went to meet him, but Mary was sitting in the house. Martha then said to Jesus, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But even now, I know that whatever you ask from God, God will give you." Jesus said to her, "Your brother will rise again." Martha said to him, "I know he will rise again in the resurrection on the last day." Jesus said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will live again, even if he dies. And everyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Do you believe this?" And she said to him, "Yes, Lord. I have believed that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who comes into the world." And when she had said this, she went away and called Mary, her sister, saying secretly, "The teacher is here and is calling for you." And when she heard it, she got up quickly and was coming to him. Now Jesus had not yet come into the village, but was still in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews, who were with her in the house and consoling her, when they saw that Mary rose up quickly and went out, they followed her, thinking that she was going to the tomb to cry there. Therefore, when Mary came where Jesus was, she saw him and fell at his feet, saying to him, "Lord, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." When Jesus therefore saw her crying, and the Jews who came with her also crying, he was deeply moved in spirit and was troubled and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Lord, come and see." Jesus wept. So the Jews were saying, "See how he loved him." But some of them said, "Could not this man who opened the eyes of the blind have kept this man from also dying?" So Jesus, again being deeply moved within, came to the tomb. Now it was a cave, and a stone was lying against it. Jesus said, "Remove the stone." Martha, the sister of the deceased, said to him, Lord, by this time he smells, for he has been dead 4 days. Jesus said to her, Did I not say to you that if you believe, you will see the glory of God? So they removed the stone. Then Jesus raised his eyes and said, Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I know that you always hear me. But because of the crowd standing around, I said this, so that they may believe that you sent me. And when he had said these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. The man who had died came forth, bound hand and foot with wrappings, and his face was wrapped around with a cloth. Jesus said to them, Unbind him and let him go.
So what does that picture tell you? He was rotting. He's already smelling. And this was the final straw. Wait till you see what happens. The church is in trouble because this is the final proof. I don't think Jesus was weeping over Lazarus. I think because there's only 7 days, probably here.
This is a milestone.
That
he knows that
it's close, that he's going to take on the sins. He who knew no sin is going to rot. In a sense, he is going to become rotten in God's eyes with the sins of man that he has never known before. All of our sins are going to be on him.
And it's like when I do this,
I think the finality, then when it gets closer, he starts sweating, as it were, drops of blood, and the disciples were falling asleep because of sorrow. They're sensing something's coming on. So they slept to try to get over it, to try to feel better. But as you see, the hours before, the intensity is hitting Jesus. He's taking
it's
all
ramping
this
up.
On.
Yeah. Yeah.
They think this is that sympathy for Lazarus. I don't believe so.
No, I don't.
I believe it's the time. His time is coming close. He's going to have to go through something he's never gone through before. He's going to smell this stink. So this is how far gone Lazarus is his body is decaying.
Now, here's something that I was just thinking about too, is that Jesus never saw decay.
Right.
So did he stink?
When he died, no. Yes, with our sins.
Oh,
our
yes.
sins caused that.
Okay. I see what you're saying now.
Yes.
Okay.
He did not, but he took our sins and the Father turned his back on him.
Yes.
The darkness, it likely was a 3-hour period when it was dark. I believe that's when.
It was said 12 to 3.
Yeah.
Pretty much. And it's 4 days. He stayed back.
Right. Right.
Go ahead. You have some.
Yeah.
It was 4 days.
Yeah,
it wasn't 3 days. He will be raised the 3 days.
Right.
This is 4 days.
He went beyond.
Not to mistake him.
Right.
There's no mistaking. It's a whole different day now.
And so it would be so obvious that this was not anything that had to do with the person. Only God. He was so rotten. Lazarus was. Mm-hmm. Only God could do this.
Well, the other people, like the little girl, he told her, Tabitha, arise. She was there, and they were laying in the house. They didn't have her in a grave, the one that was raised. They just raised her from there, so it was a certain amount of time. But now it was like, okay, here's a serious enough time, decay and everything. And here he comes out, and he's got the grave clothes on, and they'd wrapped him up. He came out, but Jesus didn't go take all that stuff off. He says, go and get that stuff off of him. So here he's walking. He had been not just raised from the dead. He had been, and Gilbert didn't say it this way. He had been unrotted.
Uh-huh.
He wasn't rotted. He came out.
His flesh had been fully restored.
Everything is restored in this after 4 days. Now that is just.
And it looks like he wasn't able to walk out, but he was coming out.
He was coming out.
It could have been, brought out.
And he says, take all that stuff off of him. because he was just...
He was bound up.
He was fine. Think about that. He wasn't like laying on the ground and people dragging him.
He's probably carried out by the Lord. In all the way you've gone, I have carried you.
Yeah.
He's probably carried out by the Lord.
All bound hand and foot with wrappings on his face. You can't see.
Yeah.
You can't move your hands. Can't move your feet.
He told him to come forth.
They call it levitated. I won't use a weird word like that.
But he was brought out.
He's carried. You know, in all the ways you have gone, I have carried you. He was carried out by the Lord. I like carried better. It's more personal. The others try to be mysterious or whatever. It's man's ideas. So he came forth out of the tomb. Psalms 19, verse 7 through 13.
The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true, they are righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, is thy servant warned. And in keeping of them there is great reward.
We just run out of time. There's much more to say about this. We're going to continue on this, how people, many are going to leave the church now. And they're going to start following Christ. And until we meet again, may God lead you into all truth.
You can contact Gilbert and his friends at www.gilbertandfriends.com. That's www.gilbertandfriends.com, or write to him, Gilbert and Friends, P.O. Box 820347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. That's P.O. Box 820347, Vancouver, Washington 98682. Or call us at 360-600-6726. That's 360-600-6726. We invite your comments as we reason together through the Bible. Thank you for joining us on Come Let Us Reason Together, and reminding you all to eat a healthy breakfast every morning. Our favorite breakfast is the Bible, because it is written, "Man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God."